It's Tuesday, September 13th, AD 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. A Christian father and son have been shot dead by Muslim jihadists in Egypt, reports the Barnabas Fund. Salama Musa Wahib and his son Haney were working on their family farm on August 30th near the town of Alcantara Shark in Midwest Sinai when they were killed. Pray for the family of Salama and Haney Wahib that they will receive the Lord's comfort and strength as they come to terms with their loss. Psalm 5 verses 4 through 7 declares, "For you are not a God who takes pleasure in wickedness. You shall destroy those who speak falsehood. The Lord abhors the bloodthirsty and deceitful man. But as for me, I will come into your house in the multitude of your mercy. In fear of you, I will worship toward your holy temple." An Iranian pastor named Joseph Shahbazian has been sentenced to 10 years in jail, while two other congregants were ordered to serve 6 years for their involvement in a house church in Iran, reports Article18.com. Two others were saddled with fines. All five lost their appeal recently before the 26th Revolutionary Court of Tehran. Iran is the ninth worst country in the world for the persecution of Christians, according to Open Doors. Lifemark, the film with the pro-life message which stars Kirk Cameron, came in seventh place in America's weekend box office with $2.2 million in ticket sales, reports Box Office Mojo. Averaging $1,444 per theater, the film, produced by Stephen and Alex Kendrick, beat out all but the top two box office releases for the week. Still, it's a far cry from the Kendrick brothers' recent releases of Overcomer and War Room, which earned $8 million and $11 million, respectively, on their opening weekends. Lifemark will only be in the theaters through this Thursday, September 15th. So, you have 3 nights left to show your support and watch an inspirational Christian movie about adoption. Watch the trailer and get your tickets at a theater near you through special links in our transcript today at theworldview.com. The survey is in for the Heritage Foundation's first Education Freedom Report Card, and the worst state in America is New York. The District of Columbia was an equal disaster. Surveying states for regulatory freedom, school choice, transparency, and spending, the best state is Florida, followed by Arizona, Idaho, Indiana, and South Dakota. The worst states for spending are Connecticut, New Jersey, and Vermont. The District of Columbia did equally poorly. And the worst states for regulation on parental freedoms are Delaware, Maryland, Oregon, Washington, Rhode Island, and Illinois. The study included an assessment of the percentage of homeschooled children and the ranking of regulatory controls issued by the Homeschool Legal Defense Association. Michigan's 90-year-old law banning abortion has been ruled to violate the state constitution, reports CBS News. Judge Elizabeth Gleicher of the Michigan Court of Claims ruled last week that prosecutors may not enforce the law in accordance with the reversal of Roe v. Wade in June. The decision was followed Thursday by the state Supreme Court approving a ballot measure for November, which would open up sweeping abortion rights for the state. Recent polls indicate that 55% of Michigan voters want abortion, quote, mostly legal, end quote. Similar statewide ballot measures are scheduled for November in California, Vermont, Kentucky, and Montana. Elections are approaching for the fifth largest country in the world. Brazil will have its nationwide election for president on October 1st. The incumbent, Jair Bolsonaro, is a pro-family values conservative, facing off against former Brazilian president Luiz da Silva. Bolsonaro is trailing in what is expected to be a runoff election by 51% to 39%, reports Reuters, although The Economist is predicting Bolsonaro's loss. Following in the pattern of the United States, Brazil's debt-to-gross domestic product ratio increased from 60% to 105% since 2014. Brazil remains one of the least free nations in South America, ranked as the 133rd least free nation in the world by the Heritage Foundation's annual survey. Plus, their conservative president has met with stiff resistance from the nation's Congress and Supreme Court to enact tax reforms. Homeschoolers in Brazil are hoping for favorable legislation that has made it through the lower house and heads to the Senate for a final vote. The national legislation would allow families to homeschool as long as the children are enrolled in public or private school and provide the school with records on a periodic basis. There are an estimated 75,000 homeschooled children in Brazil at present. In fact, their first ever national homeschooling conference was held in Brasilia, the capital, just last week, attended by 1,000 people. In a gracious nod to the movement, the nation's president invited the homeschoolers to participate in the bicentennial parade in the capital city on Wednesday. Psalm 144, verses 11 and 12, presents the vision for our sons and daughters in Christian families around the world. Rescue me and deliver me from the hand of foreigners, whose mouth speaks lying words and whose right hand is a right hand of falsehood, that our sons may be as plants grown up in their youth, that our daughters may be as pillars sculptured in palace style. And finally, new Barna research finds that only 1/3 of pastors believe the tithe is binding on Christians today, and 40% of practicing Christians do give a tithe. In 1924, total church charitable offerings exceeded 2.8% of the gross domestic product. This ratio declined to about 0.6% of the GDP in 2020. A recently released Lilly Foundation report also found that 29% of American households donated to religious causes in 2018. By 2000, 46.5% gave. Also in 2018, the average total donation to religious causes was $771. By 2000, it increased to $1,107. And that's the Worldview in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, September 13th in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.